I'm sitting with Jordan Cosby in Bob Jones High School talking about Syria. And so, Jordan, what do you think of the recent events in Syria?
I think it's a very disturbing situation. I think there have been a lot of proposed ideas on multiple sides of what we should do. And it's at this point, it's mostly just choosing the least bad solution to the problem.
So what do you think we should do?
Well, things have really changed in the past recent days. Yesterday, the 9th, Russia proposed a solution of having the Syrian government deposit their chemical weapons to the international community. And the Syrian government appears like they're moving forward on that, so that could be a peaceful resolution to the current chemical weapons problem.
So do you think what Russia's plan is a good plan?
I think what Russia's proposing at the moment is much better than what they've done for the past 2.5 years of, you know, turning a blind eye to the problem and saying we shouldn't intervene when innocent people are being killed. And I hope that the international community can move with Russia's plan, if it is a sincere plan, to take those chemical weapons away from Bashar al-Assad.
Now, I know that Russia is one of the allies of Syria. Do you think that their proposed plan had any... Since they're allies, do you think that that had any influence on their proposed plan?
Yes, I think it had a huge amount of influence. This entire time, whenever the UN or the United States has tried to do something, it's been Russia on the Security Council of the UN that's been able to block things. And I think Russia's starting to realize that they can't just tote along with this dictator if he's gassing his own people, and I think maybe they're starting to come to the realization that they need to try to de-escalate the conflict.
So going back to their chemical weapons, since they're turning it over, do you think, Syria, I know Syria hasn't turned in their chemical weapons yet, I know they will, but if they don't, do you think U.S. has the authorization or the justification to conduct a military strike against Syria?
At the current moment, the Syrian government appears like they're going to go ahead with this chemical weapon depositing to the international community, and I hope they do accomplish that. And even what the State Department was saying yesterday is that this could very well just be a stalling tactic by the Russians and the Syrian government. At this point, everything's very fluid and no one really knows the exact answer for any of it, but I think the United States needs to give Bashar al-Assad this opportunity to reconcile himself. And, you know, the end result of what we're trying to do is stop Bashar al-Assad from using chemical weapons against his own people. And if we can stop that through what Russia's proposing, I think that's our best alternative.
Okay, thank you, Jordan, for your time.
Thank you.
That was Jordan Cosby on Syria.